I direct the atoms in me to fulfill me. My illumination today is to direct the atoms in me to fulfill me. The opportunity I have to direct the atoms in me to fulfill me are quite important and quite beautiful. I have the opportunity to direct these atoms in me to fulfill me in everything that I do, in every way that I am, and in every action that I follow. I look at my body, I look at my life, I look at the world, and all are atoms. All are atoms. They're all the same thing. And I approach these atoms all in the same way. Every atom in the world is exactly like every other atom, and I approach it in the same way. I approach the atoms in my body by saying, I live in an ideal spirit, mind, and body, and that my body is perfect. I approach the atoms in my body and say, each one of you is an undifferentiated atom. You are an undifferentiated stem cell, ready to go to work and do whatever I choose to have you do. Now, I have been delinquent in taking responsibility for telling you what to do. I have been delinquent from taking responsibility to tell you how I'd like to have you respond to my body, to my world, to my life, to me. And I sometimes look at you and say, you're imperfect. I look at you and say, you're unfulfilled. I look at you and say, you are no good. And how wrong I am. How wrong I am. Every cell, every atom in the universe is ideal. Every atom is perfect. Every atom is being its ideal self. Now, every atom has the opportunity of having a cloak placed upon it. Every atom has the opportunity of having an idea, an illusion placed upon it, which I call reality. And that illusion might be abundance, wealth, happiness. It might be wholeness, perfection, bodily magnificence. It might be any number of things at all, whatever illusion I place upon it. Now, these illusions are games. These illusions are temporary. These illusions come and go. Just like wealth comes and goes, these illusions of wealth come and go. But what is the original purity and integrity of each atom in me and in the world? The original purity and integrity of each atom in the world is absolutely fulfilled beingness. Being itself in an absolutely fulfilled, magnificent manner. Every atom in the universe is designed to be perfect. It not only is designed to be perfect, it is perfect. Every atom in the universe is perfect right now. It is its original purity and integrity and can never be away from that original purity and integrity. It can never be separated from its original purity and integrity. It just does not know how to do that. It does not know how to be different than its original purity and its original integrity. That's what every atom in the world is. Now, I might be like a cloud, like a haze, like dust, and I spread myself across the atom, and that haze might be the illusion that the atom is imperfect, it's incapable of doing what it's designed to do, and so it appears that it is incapable to do what it is designed to do. It appears that way. And as it appears that way, it comes forth in my life as that limitation. And I have the opportunity to take full charge, to direct the atoms in me to fulfill me. I have whatever my dreams are. Now, My dream about myself may be far from what my reality is. My dream about myself might be that I sing beautifully, and I speak beautifully, and I walk beautifully, and I talk beautifully, and I live beautifully, and I may just live good. I may just live nicely. I may just live okay. But the reality about me is that I am a perfect expression of each atom. I am a perfect expression of each concept that I place in this atom. I am its fulfillment now. And as I am its fulfillment now, I am enjoying being its fulfillment now. The way that I accomplish this, the way I direct the atoms in me to fulfill me, is to have an idea of who and what I am. I am divine. I am glorious. I am wonderful. As each of us say this about ourselves, we are reiterating the truth about ourselves. We're saying the truth about ourselves. We are empowering the truth about ourselves. And when we existentially empower the truth about ourselves, when we, in every manner that we can, empower the truth about ourselves, we experience the truth that we have empowered. And I say, I feel great, and I have empowered that. I say, I feel wonderful, and I have empowered that. I say, the world is grand and glorious, and I have empowered that. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, no matter what I am empowering who I am by my thought, by my word, by my expectation, by being just who I am. Now, who am I? What am I? Why am I thinking of myself at all? Why do I think whatever goes on in this world is wonderful? Well, I have the opportunity to be me. I have the opportunity to direct the atoms in me to fulfill me. But they cannot be directed to fulfill me if I don't know who I am. If I don't know who I am, I will not direct the atoms to fulfill that which I don't know. But if I do know who I am, and I do direct the atoms to fulfill who I think I am and who I believe I am and who I know I am, then those atoms will bring forth who I am in ever more wonderful, beautiful, simple, fulfilled ways. Man, know thyself. This is something we have said to ourselves for eons. But if I don't know who I am, how can I direct the atoms in me to fulfill me? I direct them to the momentary attitudes I have, the momentary understanding I am of who I am. But that's only temporary. But when I realize who I am, then my fulfillment can be all the more glorious. Who am I? I am divine. Who am I? I am glorious. Who am I? I am perfect as ever I can conceive perfection. What am I? I am the divine expressed here on planet Earth in a most beautiful, wonderful way. Why am I? I am here because I want to be here. I chose it. I chose to be on this planet to be my divine self. I chose to give myself challenges to forget who I am and then remember and forget and remember. And the more I remember who I am, my divine self, the more fully I express my divine self, and I am my divine self, because that is my reality. This day I make that claim upon myself. I follow my reality. I know who I am. I know who I am, and I live who I am now and every moment of my life. I live every moment of my life knowing who I am and being who I am. And really, nothing else matters. It is a good way to be. and that's the way I am.